Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people were filling churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
Oh, it's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and intrigued, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message, a message, a message, message of concern. What would this do to the minds of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Tell me what the Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will.
A message, a message, a message. Message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world? Children, what would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, creator. Listen to the message of concern.
Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad al-Rasulullah. We open the bed with this, and we testify there is no God but one God.
Proper name is Allah,
creator of this creation. He is the creator of this creation. So we thank Allah, highly glory, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified above all, this creation. We're here tonight on the Black Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. And we're here tonight, our sponsor is Sister Claire Muhammad Sin School. We thank Allah for all good. And we thank Allah for allowing us to be here tonight to speak on a very serious problem, message of concern, and the concern that all the racial image in the world that make people pagan and make people forget who is the real God be removed out of the world. So we, our job is trying to be tonight is to help move those image out of the world. We invited people to come on the show tonight, and like we do all the time. So we're going to we thank Allah for allowing us to be here tonight. First, we'd like to open with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha means to open. Open up this talk. Open, first we would say it in the Arabic language that it was given to us in. It's the most beautiful language of all the language in the world. And all the prophets never spoke English, so they had to speak Aramaic or Hebrew, and they never heard the word God. So we never mentioned the word God. So we like to first open with the in the Arabic language, then we'll be in translation. Umalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad Rasulullah. With the name, Umalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa bilayhi min Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. English translation: we take protection from Allah, from the rejected enemy, the outcast, Satan himself. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who will go astray. Amen. So we got a little clip coming from my leader, Imam Washidin Muhammad. We're going to turn that on for a minute because you can hear our leader, Imam Washidin Muhammad. And we're going to play a little clip from him. I'm from Mars Camps. Please listen to the Imam Washidin Muhammad.
Alex, to unlock the message in those traditions. You know, the people in religion, they have been taught of a heaven and a hell, or of an earth and a heaven. And Jesus' prayer, he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we, as adopted, and I say adopted because the Bible used this term, we as adopted people in the religion of Christianity, we have never been given the knowledge of the two heavens of the Bible. There are two heavens. And it's not just in Christianity or Judaism. You can go in many nations of the world who believe in religion, who believe in spiritual worship, and you will find them believing in an earthly heaven as well as a spiritual heaven. A heaven on earth as well as a spirit as a heaven after what we call physical death. So in Scripture, when you are reading about heaven, many times you're only reading about the leadership in religion. The leadership in the religion, they represent the heaven. And when they come down here with the masses and sacrifice their high position in heaven, that is called coming down from heaven to earth. And Jesus was one who was never in the heaven of the Jews, but he was lifted up to heaven by God. And then he preached among the people called the poor, the unlearned, or what we would call today the grassroots people or the masses. He taught among them. So he was one from another world teaching in a world that was not his own. And that's what he said. He said, this world is not mine. Because God had lifted him up to a higher world. And then he had come down and sacrificed his peace, his happiness in that world to live among sinners so that their lives would be lifted up too to that heaven. And he prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His prayer was to God, that was for God to bring the leadership down to earth. And when you read the Bible, you see a trend there, a movement. There's a movement from Genesis to Revelation. The Satan, the enemy of God, he's moving up trying to get to heaven. Not because he wants to be heavenly, but because he wants to rule heaven and earth. So the enemy of God, he's trying to get up to heaven. And the prophet of God, he's trying to bring heaven down to the people. You see? So those are the two movements. Please don't clap. Allahu Akbar. It takes time, and we have a schedule here today that we have to obey. All right. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, the sustainer, the guardian sustainer of all the world. So when we understand these two movements, then we understand the heaven that you should be living in now, as well as the heaven you should prepare to enter at the end of time. It's more important for us to bring heaven down to earth than it is for us to just give our whole life to hoping and praying and wishing for our heaven after the earth is no more. Most of those who put all of their importance and places all their importance on the heaven when the earth is no more, they neglect to do their job on this earth. And they leave their lives to the forces of wickedness and to a hell on earth. The key to coming out of hell on earth is the knowledge that earth is also prepared by God to be turned into a heaven for people. We are told that there once was a paradise, a garden, and that the mankind, the ancestors, our ancient ancestors, our first ancestors, they lived in a paradise. That God left them in a garden, into a paradise. We weren't told that they had to be killed before coming into that paradise. We were told that God put them into that paradise. And that mistakes, weakness, and wickedness caused them to lose their place in that paradise. So this is simple. It's as simple as a teaching. The only thing we have to do to bring that paradise again, or to put ourselves again in a paradise, is to stop behaving wickedly in the earth and turn our hearts completely to God and give our life completely to His call and obey Him and don't listen to the whispers of the devil. Don't listen to the temptation of flesh, but give ourselves wholly to Almighty God, and we can reverse this thing and put ourselves again in a garden or in a paradise on earth. In the last Bible called the Revelation, a city is seen coming down from the sky to the earth. A city of equality and justice. A city of light. Says that the city was built cubical, had a lot of squares in it. 12 times 12. A lot of squares in it. What does this mean? It means equality. It was a city of equality. And then it says that its measurement was 144. 12 and 144. What does this mean? 12 represents the whole world, universalism. We have 12 hours in the day. We have 12 signs in the zodiac. The zodiac is the clock or the sign in the heavens, in the sky, for that universe, for this one we belong to. Okay, and the 12 hours, that's the cycle of day. And we have 12 hours for night. They don't always fall exactly in that in a proportion, but we give 12 for night and 12 for day. So 12 stands for the whole world, for all the hours of the day and for the whole world. And the Bible is only saying that there's coming a time when the whole world is going to come into one truth, and that truth is going to be God's truth, Almighty God's truth. And that the whole world is going to live the whole night, all the hours of the day is going to be spent in that night. Not 6 hours to something and 6 hours to another, but all the hours shall be given to God, and all the world shall come to God. And a community based on God, the worship of one God, obedience to His law, respecting His truth, a community of light lit with the truth of God is going to come down from the sky as a hope of the people to the earth as a reality for the people. This is the scripture that you have. This is what the scripture that you have, you Christians and Jews, the scripture that you have tell you these things. Allah revealed the Quran, the last and complete and perfect revelation to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And this Quran makes these things perfectly clear. But unless you know how to read the Quran, and unless you are blessed by God to get the benefits from that book, the Holy Quran is telling more clearly, telling more plainly, without the problem, without the confusion, without the corruption. Islam, the Quran is telling it perfectly clear without any problem. The same thing the Bible tells us, and that is that man was made by nature to live a good life and to give his soul and his whole life to his Creator. But deceivers, wicked forces in life, take the man away from his nature. And when man is taken away from his original nature, or taken away from his God-given nature, he's fallen under the artificial forces of the society. And those artificial forces, those lying concepts, those lying ideologies, those false, corrupt ideas, philosophies, and ideologies, they begin to feed the mind of the man and take his nature further and further away from that God established him in from the very beginning. And God has to send his messengers to correct the problem. But as fast as his messengers come to correct the problem, the wicked forces try to crucify tried to assassinate, tried to kill, and shed the blood of truth that that messenger brought.
And this is going to continue to come to this until the end of time. Well, this is Kevin Rajin. We want to thank Imam Muhammad for that beautiful that beautiful message that he brought to the human family. And Mosque has put it on the put that lecture on the internet, and anybody will see it, go on the internet, and it was said Mosquez, put there by Mosquez. So alhamdulillah, we're here tonight to keep truth rolling, keep this message of concern, the same concern that Moses, Abraham, all of them, Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon them. All of them had this concern that what this image is going to do to us. And we see the effect of that image. We're living in the effect of that image. And especially in the African-American neighborhood, with us killing each other, and then others are killing each other. We want to kill them. There are some students here in Atlanta, in Georgia, are threatening to blow the school up. And had the school on high alert. And so they locked the five of them up. They said probably some grown people and more involved in that. And so they are looking for the rest of the people. They charged them with felony terrorism. And we'll see. We know when Caucasian is involved in doing anything, they pat them on the shoulder because of their light skin. They're like they did in the Capitol. The Capitol, they know who all the people that was involved, but few of them got any real time at all. Compared to the time we got, because our skin is full of dogs. But anyway, we're gonna keep living and working to solve these problems. And we on the case, the problems of Imam Washington Muhammad. We are on the case. Most of Georgia and stayed on the case. So I see that Suja got his hand up, and I'm gonna bring him in because I believe he might have something to say, and we're gonna bring him in and see what he got to say. He's one of the co-host workers here with myself and my wife, Daya Akbar, and Brother Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia, and our Imam Ibrahim coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, through LaGrange, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Your mic is on. Oh, he done dropped.
Did he have his hand up?
Yeah, not master's hand. So maybe a call back. He has dropped. All praise be to Allah. I will go and bring him up, and he dropped. So we're going to keep rolling. This is Black Talk Radio Station on the Message Concern. And, okay, I see him back in the queue. I might can turn his mic on. And let's see, he turned his mic on. Let me see what happened now. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
I was trying to unmute and cut the phone off.
A long way, boy. Okay.
All right. In Allah's name, most gracious.
For the generation after us, someday. You got it.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also tap, bear witness and testify that there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, God, God's servant. I think that was a right on time piece that you played from Imam Waqidi Muhammad. And it definitely can apply to a day. And it's just how, people's interpret it. And if they interpret it in a sense where they're not trying to go up, rather than make heaven here on earth, then I think they are getting the message out of that. I definitely agree with the Imam said in reference to the wicked that's trying to go up to heaven. They're trying to get things. They are trying to get everything that they can get, the believer. Why the believer is trying to make heaven here on earth. That is so true. That is so true. Because you can tell when a person is sacrificing, is trying to give everything that they can give, to come together with other believers, rather than trying to get everything they can get.
That's right.
To go up to heaven, put their own self in heaven, rather than thinking about the needy and thinking about the poor.
Mm-hmm.
That message that the Imam gave is hitting the mark and hitting the target. And for a person to say that they are believers, they got to humble themselves.
Right.
They got to be humble. They can't be just looking out for themselves. Every time they see something, there's a chance. There's another chance for them to go to heaven. They're trying to use everything to elevate themselves rather than seeing that it's important to come together with other believers and have heaven here on earth, because we having hell. We catching hell. Ain't nobody giving us nothing.
Right.
Not a penny. They not giving us nothing. I look at other people as a people that's struggling. I'm not trying to get everything I can from them, milk them, and they already poor and already having hell. Then I'm trying to milk them too, get all the money from them, and use it for myself. Because I want to go to heaven. I want to go up. I want to climb up. I want to have nice things. I want to have a big home, money in the bank, everything. Why the other person, I'm taking his money or her money, I'm living high, and the other person suffering. No, we look at the other person as a person that needs what they got. Excuse me. They need what they got.
Right.
We dealing with the viruses. We dealing with lack of jobs. Our children, about some children is trying to blow up school. That right there is coming from a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That's coming from a misunderstanding for a person to move in that direction, the bubble school. And we need schools. Somebody they done got hold of something, an idea, a concept that done gave them a misunderstanding. That's when we had to be careful with what we say, because they pick it up and they see Satan is trying to divide us. Like when it's talking about whispering, it's talking about Satan is telling us something that's going to divide us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a whispering is, being affected by what Satan is saying and looking at people that are suffering, you know, as the enemy. People that try to get it together, trying to have heaven on earth, try to look out for other people's, you know, as far as establishing businesses, as far as establishing themselves, you know, being able to pay for their rent, and just have a little heaven here on earth, you know, and when we don't see that other people want the same thing that they want, then they got a problem. That's what the imam is saying. Trying to get heaven and forgetting about us. And also our mentality is a mentality is that we're looking for a savior.
Yeah.
We're looking for a savior. You know, rather than we doing it ourselves, we think somebody's going to save us. Nobody's going to save us.
Mm-hmm.
We got the individual going to have to save themselves. And the way the individual save themselves is by trying to keep up their prayers, trying to be nice to the neighbor, help the needy and help the poor. You know, those type of things that's going to help the individual. But nothing else is going to help them. Ain't nobody else going to help us. As a matter of fact, it's going to, what's going to happen, that one they think is helping is going to divide us. It's going to divide us. You know, our position should be a position that we want to hear from God. We're reading the Quran. We're listening to God. And we want to try to apply that which God give us. This means Satan can come in and give us a lie, because we're not applying that which God is giving us.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get some high knowledge, some deep understanding of I don't know, you know, some kind of deep understanding, you know. Rather than applying the knowledge that God has given us to live a good life on earth, and our children to live a good life, and try to pass on what you know that is good to other people, so other people can share in this heaven here on earth. You know, if we come together and establish, like we've been talking, we've been preaching this here almost every day. Let's come together and get businesses and establish business here on earth. Let's establish business here on earth, and let's support each other that establishing those businesses. Let's try to keep the money in our community. Let's try to keep the money in the church. We've been teaching this here a long time. Now we got other people trying to come out and teach it, which is all praises due to Allah. I know I don't have no problem with that, other people's coming out and teaching it. But they haven't been teaching it. You think about that. They haven't been teaching it. But now they're coming out and teaching it. All praise be to Allah. I mean that we are effective. We are effective. If other people see it, I don't care if they don't give us no recognition. I'm not looking for no recognition from nobody. I don't need it. I don't need no recognition. Don't give me no recognition. All praise is due to Allah. Give Allah recognition. You know. And again, the imam said that those people that be praising you and building you up, The imam said, be careful with them. So watch out for them. I said this one time before. The reason I'm saying it again is because I remember what he said. When things happen, you can, and you be up under a teacher like Imam Wafi Muhammad, you'll remember those things. He said, be careful with people praising you. You know, and that's what we say. All praises is due to Allah. You know. So I'm satisfied with, and we all should be satisfied with what we are doing, but we always want to try to improve what we are doing. We want to try to improve it. You know, we listen to our wives and our husbands, you know, because they try to help. Many times we think that the wife is not is got her own personal thing, the husband got her own person. No, we be trying to help each other because we living together, you know, and we see something that my wife might see something that I need, something that I might be missing. Or my husband sees something or the husband sees something that she needs, that she might be missing. So we listen to each other. And that's the whole point. The individual. It's the individual. The individual has to strive to try to get themselves together. And if they get themselves together, we will have a better community. We'll have peace here on this earth, you know, because they wouldn't be looking at other people's problems as intentional. You know, I like the way things are happening right now, where people got mental problems. They trying to deal more. They trying to deal better with them. You know, you can't accuse people of saying all the time. Everybody trying to scheme on you. Yeah, no. You know, Allah said, put the best construction on it. Put the best construction on it. Maybe that's not what that person is thinking. Maybe that's not what's really happening. You know, put the best construction on it. You know, and sometimes we get on that telephone, we go to sleep. On the lifeline, we go to sleep. These are older people. They sit there and go to sleep and television playing, radio playing. Ain't nobody intentionally trying to scheme. So we got to put the best construction on things and work with it from there. You know, and I think we're getting good rapport, and we're getting good help from people that got mental problems. They're acting different. It's because, again, it's the way that we came at them. It's the way that we came at them. We came at them in a way where all respect is due. But could you hold it down a little bit, you know? Always, you know, the person's got a mental problem. So why you would act like the person's normal, like everybody else, and is kind of intending to do something? They don't know what they're doing. In many cases, a whole lot of cases, they do know what they're doing. They're smarter than us in a whole lot of areas, you know.
That's
so,
right.
So we got to. I like when they teach us we got to love each other. That's Jesus teaching. That's Jesus. That's when the Imam told us to give it to the folk alive, you know, because they preach love and praise be to Allah. If we can apply some of these things and take on some of these things, Then we go. I think we're gonna get somewhere. We're gonna progress. We're gonna be able to deal with people that got these images up and people that got misunderstanding. We be able to help them. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless you with something that we said. And we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Wa as-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Allah!
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, Brother Shivja. Excellent talk.
Moving
in the right direction. Imam Wadi Muhammad set the stage. They set the stage on heaven and hell, and heaven, and how they had the people who have miseducated us, taught us it was the wrong concept, and now we get the right concept. And that right concept should be shared with the masses, because we are supposed to be one people. We all come from Adam. We all the children of Adam. The environment made us different, and also the Satan himself being in that environment caused some separation of respect for each other. So we got to work and get that back with the help of Allah. We're here tonight, and I have had some. Shared this phone number with about 10 people, and I expect for them, some of them to come on. They weren't going to come on today. They'll come on tomorrow. Brother Yamin, not Yamin, but Hakeem, Abdul Hakeem, he said he might be on tonight. He's back in Detroit. With Chicago, Detroit. No, he's back in Cleveland, where he's from. So he called. So he and other people said they would come on, and we invite. You know, I'm always inviting people to come on this show to hear this special message. These are special message that some of them never heard, especially on the image.
Bring some message.
Yeah, that's what I told him. It's all, you know, they get a chance to express themselves over what they just heard. So this ain't no one way conversation. This is they get to agree or disagree. If what they disagree about, then we have to work on. We'll work on that together. And what they agree on, that we will work on that together. So all praise is due to Allah. We open that witness again and testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophets, and said that there's no more prophet to come. And we know Christ Jesus announced this prophet that's coming to lead us in all truth. I was listening to Brother Gino, who I had a lot of respect for. And he tried to say that Jesus was God. He was saying God's name is Jesus. Once he said God's name is Jesus, and then twisted up how Jesus said he got to go away, and all he twisted all that up, and said he wasn't talking about himself. The Holy Ghost, and some people saying. So he just twisted all that up. I have a lot of respect for him. I know we can't agree on everything, but to say that the Caucasian man was not Jesus, that's a great thing. He dealt with the homosexual, but he still reverted back to saying that Jesus is God. God, and Jesus can be whatever he wants to. He can be man.
Jesus can be man.
He can be a man. God can be a man. He can be anything he wants to be. Huh? Yeah, he can be an image, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. So I had a lot of respect for him until he said that. it really slipped then. It's on the YouTube. You can look at the YouTube and see it. Well, he's saying, Dino. Well, anyway, I won't be saying too much about him anymore. Huh? So you either tell that Jesus said no to truth, and the truth will set you free. What you're saying is not truth, that Jesus can be anything. I know Allah said he can be inside, but he don't get burned. He's in every fabric of every human being's life. That would make him superior God. He knows and sees everything. Huh? Jesus can do that. He didn't see the people who were going to nail him to the cross. If he did, then the people loved him so much. Why didn't they protect him from the king men? Why didn't they go get him out of jail? But anyway, when your light come on, seeing things, the more you see, the more God is adding to your understanding. And God is one who give understanding. And God says, seek all, but seek understanding. And he's the one add to your understanding. Is you a good servant? Yeah, to your understanding. Yeah. So we thank Allah for this Rock Talk Radio Station, that we get the chance to invite people to come on and listen to what we have to say, that what we done learned through our experience here on this earth, being in the nation of Islam, and now the followers of Imam Wahid Imam. All that experience that we got have qualified us to be out and sharing this information that we have with the people. excuse me, I went out today in front of our building store and talked there about 15, 20 minutes. It's kind of cool here. It was nice and sunny, and I had a lot of people listening, and so we was able to tell them about at least one important thing, that God is one, that God do not die. And all the lies they have been given to us have separated us from the one God, separated from a whole lot of things. Lies. We got lies in school. Chris Columbus, governor of America. That ain't nothing but a lie. He came to somebody else's house and found somebody else in it. That's what he found. He discovered nothing. All lies, but to make them not to think and use their mind. And then when they did think, they was looked down on, jumped down on, because Dr. King, only thing he want to do is make America better. And look what happened to him. He lost his life because he was trying to put people together and make people realize that we are religious people. We're supposed to believe in God. We're supposed to trust in God. We're supposed to love God. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters. And because of that, they killed him. Killed others before they killed him. And matter of fact, they're still killing people. Killed Malcolm. You know, now the children, I mean, we live in a world that is full of problems. And somebody must have the key to unlock these problems before they can go away. And we say, Imam Wahid Muhammad is the closest one we recognize since the Prophet Muhammad and Christ Jesus and Moses. He was the closest one that we can allow that made the message clear to us. So we're here tonight, and new person, when you come on, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will turn your mic on. We'll see your mic need to be cut on, and we'll cut it on, let you express yourself. Because this is like a Tylene. Tylene is a place where you go to be educated, to learn, to ask questions. That's what the Tallinn means, to educate, to learn. And this is a Tallinn going on here tonight. So anybody who wants to come in, and all you got to do is match one and come into your queue, and I will turn your mic on. We thank you for joining us. We're here 6 days a week from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. From Eastern Southern Time, Saturday through Thursday. We are not on Friday, so we from Friday to Thursday we're on. We're on Block Talk Radio Station. So please continue to invite people, bring people with you, let them know what's going on. We're talking about the message concerning remove all racial image. They're like saying, let's move the paganism out of our world, the disbelievers, the misbelievers out of the world that we live in, so we can all be one again, one in kindness each other. I had one brother tell me about today that the reason he dropped out of the church was dissing all them hypocrites and all them people. I said, brother, you should have been an example. You seen they were weak and they weren't measuring up. You should have made reminded that they saying one thing and doing that. And I said, the church is not a bad place to be. I didn't say that. I said that the truth got to be told. And that is what Christ Jesus said, know he the truth. He said know him, know when he was born, when he died. He said know the truth. And the truth will set us free. And once we learn the truth, no matter where we go at in this world, there are going to be some people who are going to try to lead you away from the truth, no matter whether they be Muslim, Jew, or Christian. God said your reward, our book said your reward, is with your reward is with God, with the Creator. And you have to seek that out. And you seek through Scripture. And you read and try to get that to measure up to common sense that God them gave you. He said, thank you. So we here tonight, and I see nobody hand up with Suja. I'm about to bring Suja up. He's one of the cohort workers. Bring him up, or he want to bring his wife up to set up some few things. So I'm going to bring Brother Suja back up because he always got something intelligent to say to the people. So Suja, you there? If he ain't drinking no coffee, I know he's somewhere near the phone. Suja, assalamu alaikum. Well, he might be making it tonight. So we're going to keep talking, and as soon as he come back, we'll bring him back up. You're going to leave him back. Okay, well, we'll keep talking. I'm going to turn these man back on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the lamb.
I'm back. Yes, sir. I'm this phone here, man. I don't know. Yeah. I'm punching everything, but
praise be to God. Yes, you ain't got the only phone like that. We got one. You guys, that's it, yeah.
Watch. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. If I want to say that, match one. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Praise be to Allah. I see refuge in Allah against Shaitan. And I bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He was a human being like you and I. Jesus, Christ Jesus, peace be upon him. He was a human being. I know we done made him something other than a human being. But we want to say that he's the Son of God. We want to say that he's God, you know. But he was a human being. God sent us a human being. God's not going to send us a God. God is ever present, never absent. God is not sent. You can't send a God. And God is not coming. He's already here. He's ever present and never absent. See, we got to think right. If we ain't thinking right, then people can slip things in on you. If you ain't thinking right. God is ever present, never absent. If you say that Jesus was in the beginning, then you know that that's not talking about God. Because God don't have no beginning and no ending. So we have to think. When people talk, they be letting you know what's happening. But you have to think all the time. Because who has to make the final decision? You're going to have to make the final decision. You can't say that the devil made me do it. You know. You got to accept it was not as right or wrong. And you gone, you see. So that's the reality. That's the reality. We as individuals is responsible for our action. We as individuals is responsible for decision that we make. You know, I can't blame the devil. I can't blame nobody else but myself, but you, Jah. That's who I'm going to blame. When I pass and I go before God, God don't want to hear that. I'm not going to be able to try to blame it on somebody else. Blame it on my brother. Blame it on my sister. Blame it on my wife. Blame it on my children. I ain't going to be able to do that. Blame it on the people. No. This is the reason that Jesus didn't die for your sin. Everything that you do, you're responsible for it. This is what we teach us. That we are responsible for our own action. Allah said in the Quran that there's an angel on our left and an angel on our right. And everything that we do, the angels is writing it down. Writing it down clearly in a book. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that. But our brother, Pastor Gino Jennings, I listen to him too. A whole lot of things that he say is good, but I see a whole lot of flaws. I see a whole lot of flaws. I was telling my wife, he teaches some good stuff. You know, I think he about one of the ones that's closest to the truth out there, you know. But there's a whole lot of flaws. A whole lot of flaws. It was a Muslim brother that from Jamaica got on there with him, and he kind of justified eating pork. And try to say that Jesus changed that law. You know, you can't justify eating no pork. You know, there's another thing that he says all the time, is that God is a spirit. Stuff for Allah, God forbid. Allahu Akbar. Anything that you say God is, he's way bigger than that. Anything that you imagine God is, he's way more than that. He's no spirit. You know, spirit can be contained. You can't contain God. You know, and there's which spirit is he? The good spirit or the bad spirit? They said the jinn is the spirit. You know, so when you listen to him from the Quran as your guide, and Prophet Muhammad and Imam Wahidi Muhammad, you can hear him clearly. You can see all his mistakes. You know. I see him whooping up on some so-called Muslim guys, get up there talking about they Muslim, talking about God was created from blackness, you know, and created himself. he told that Nation Islam brother up. that brother trying to explain, that theory that we got in the Nation Islam. He trying to play.
He's going to go back and come back and get some more information.
Yeah,
go ahead and come again.
Right, boy. He whooped him so bad. The boy did it. Bugging the whole head right in.
Young brother, too.
So he know that Bible now. He know that Bible.
Yeah.
He know that Bible. And he knows in many cases what is true and what is was not true, but he for some reason he misled about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, he think Jesus is God.
Yeah.
He really believed that Jesus is God. And he get the book with brother to read and he reads something. And it don't even say that Jesus is God, you know.
And all of them
accept it. You can see how a person can mislead people. He was saying that it's okay to eat pork, and you can look out there at the audience when he read something, it didn't make no sense, and the people agreed to it.
Yeah.
So if you don't think, then a person's gonna mislead you, and you ain't gonna be able
to go
before God and say that I was following Pastor Gino, or I was following Imam so-and-so. You know, you ain't gonna be able to do that. That ain't gonna work on the judgment day. You know, as an individual, you accountable for all your action. So you had to listen and pray that you get it right, and if you get it wrong and you get the truth, ask Allah for forgiveness. You know,
okay.
we deal with the most merciful God. God, Allah is most merciful. He's often forgiven, most merciful. You see, but we don't have to stay in bad shape. You know, we can listen to something and be going the wrong way for a while and get the truth and turn all the way around, you know.
Yeah.
Turn all the way around and Allah bless and guide it, you know. So I listened to Pastor Jenny, but there's a whole lot of things that is incorrect, and you can look at the people that he have, they believe in him. You know, they believe in him, and when you ever have a debate with him, something like that, there you got to give respect to all the people that believe it. You know, and that you truly have some sincere followers. You know, and just establish something where it's a foundation where both of us agree, you know.
Right.
And you establish one of those type of foundations where both of us agree, and let's move from there, you know. And then you got to deal with him in a sense where he know the difference between allegories, metaphors, similes.
Yes.
You got to come to some kind of agreement.
That's
because
right.
If you taking all other things literally, y'all gonna lose it. We gonna have to depart, you know, somewhere in the movement. You know, if you agree, you believe in all allegory. You know, because I asked the brother. I said, he said he believed in the Bible, the literal Bible. I said Jesus said that eat his flesh and drink his blood, all of it, all of not some of it, but all of it. In the remembrance of me. I said, would you eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood? Then he changed. He said, no, I don't look at it like that. It don't mean that. I said, that's what we've been saying all the time. You can't accept everything literally. When Jesus said he's the Son of God, you can't accept that literally. You know, I'm the son of my father. I got a father. And the Bible says that God is the father of all those who believe in truth and righteousness. You know? And there's many places, there's some more places in the Bible where it shows with David, where God begot. A son, you know, but it don't never say in the Bible where it say that so-and-so is God.
Yeah.
Because the Bible is written in metaphors and simile, allegories, you know, and it takes people that understand that in order to get the message. Get the message out of the book and be able to apply it in their everyday life. The Bible is a book that you use to apply in your life here on earth. It's a book that you're supposed to be able to live by.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't accept an idea where Jesus said that he spoke to the fig tree and his wizard. You got to get some understanding out of that, you know.
Right.
You can't take that literally. So that's what this is what they doing. They taking the idea that Jesus is saying, and they taking it literally, and it's got all those images in there. What you gonna do about the image? When you talk about Jesus, what you gonna do with the image? When the Bible say that if you see God, you will die. Now you gonna say Jesus is God, and that's pictures they got of Jesus. You see, so it's just contradict itself, you know. And the Bible itself says you worship God in spirit and in truth.
Right.
And Jesus said, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." Now, you come behind and bear witness that Jesus is God. I bear witness that he's God. I bear witness that he's the Son of God. You know, Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
Right.
So he says a whole lot of things that is real sharp. And good, but there's a whole lot of things that he gonna have to wake up to. Inshallah, I pray that he do. He seemed like he's sincere, serious brother. You know, Halima love him. She loves Pastor Jim. but he got some flaws. He got some flaws. And if you don't know what you're doing, he'll walk all over you if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All praise be to Allah. We thank Allah for Imam Warid D. Muhammad. He gave us, he set us free, and We pray that we get an understanding of this knowledge. We use this knowledge and apply this knowledge and be able to free other people. I came to you in peace and leave in peace. Well, assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, I am. Like I said, when they say that right then, like I said, any person who wants to say anything, ask any question, all you got to do is mash one on your phone, and you'll be brought into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on to make a statement or ask a question or give comments. You're free to do that, ask any question you want to ask. If we can't answer tonight, we'll have the answer the next time you come back. But we hope that we can answer you tonight. We'll talk. This is a Message of Concern show coming out of California from the guidance of authority of Amin Muhammad, who sponsored this show by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. So we thank you for joining us tonight. If you got any question, let's match one, and you'll be brought into the queue. We whom they say turn by Dean, this me now like man of Akeem. We open it back with us and we testify there ain't no God, there's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He is one. He is one who he lives. He's one and alone. There's nothing that we can say or describe. This creation is bigger than anything that we can imagine. He has created all of us and planted us here on this earth to be tested. We're all passing through. We were born for the test, and the test is over with when we pass. And we pass, we go over into the world that we're going to be in forever. We're going to be in the world of paradise. And this is what Allah said, in a world of paradise, whatever world we earn while we on earth, whatever we do, and however we carry ourselves, we earn what is waiting on us on the other side. So we thank Allah for allowing us to be here. Anyone got any questions? Any match one? I see you talking. Okay. All right, I'm gonna make them. So, Suja, I had it on.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. So, anybody again wants to come in the queue with Match One, and we'll bring you in the queue and allow you you to speak. Ask questions, make comments, make suggestions, whatever. You're free. We'll give you so many, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and we'll keep rolling. We are here to grow, and we need everyone who wants to join this Block Talk radio station to become a part of it, because we are all affected by that envy, no matter what color we are. It don't affect our Caucasian brothers and African Americans and Chinese, Japanese, Jews. It don't affect all of us, and it got to be removed. Abraham was the first who tried to move it, and then come Moses and many, many others, and Jesus himself. And Jesus still, once he figured he couldn't move it, he said, one will come after him, will lead us in all truth. We said that no other than Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah, who is the seer of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Okay, I see Brother Hameen, the mass one who brings Brother Hameen up. He is the sponsor of this show, the leader of this show.
Brother Hameen Muhammad.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, Brother Shuja, this is the business hour, I guess, and I received the calendars, and Rashad went to the Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Amen, Shaitan Rajim. We seek Allah's blessing and His devotion to us. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so Rashad went to the post office or somewhere to get a money order.
Okay.
You know. So
I appreciate my brother.
On our way. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the calendar is beautiful. Beautiful calendar.
That's good news.
And,
that's good news.
Yeah. You know, and very necessary and very important, very on time. Yeah.
Praise you. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Alhamdulillah, I was thinking about black, you know, how the Caucasians call us black. Now, he's talking about the Asiatic black man, things like that. But
yeah. These
Caucasians, they know the truth. They know that in the dictionary, black is very negative. It means what? Death and, you know what I mean, and injury and just negativity, you know? And they love to call us, or the black here, the black here. Yeah, you know, black there and black here, you know. So, and they know. And they know that, I heard somebody say the other day, I think John Henry Clark, he was in an interview. He say, if you say black, that doesn't tell you anything about yourself. You know, if you say African American, it teaches you about, you know, it talks about yourself, it talks about being African, Africa, you know what I mean? And maybe being transported to America. So that's all I wanted to say, how this Caucasian know the truth. He know the truth. He know, you know, call him white man, the white man, and he know that's everything positive. That's everything good and holy and healthy and all that, you know. So look here, I'm on an errand for my aunt. I'm just leaving the post office a little while ago. I went downtown. Well, these people, I just want to say, well, yeah, you know, this time they stole my famous African-American poster. I had a poster that was framed up. And it was 2x3, and it had famous African-Americans. They had Dr. King and Rosa Parks, Jesse Owens, Sojourner Truth. They had a bunch of African Americans on this one poster, and I had it framed. But what I'm doing is, I took it out of the poster because I want to see how these Koreans and Chinese, how they did that. What they do is they get a poster. And say the poster is, 2 feet by 3 feet. It could be a poster of whoever, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or whoever, or famous actor, or football player, or athlete, or basketball player, whatever. And it's a poster. It's a shiny, glossy poster on kind of thick paper, though. The paper is kind of thick. And what they do is they mount that poster, it could be like 2x3. They mount that poster on some hard, kind of like, not cardboard, but it's some type of board. I'm going to go and ask these people at this art store, what kind of board is that? But it's board that's made out of wood all pressed together, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's called particle board or what that board is. But my point is this. What they do, they get that board. It could be, you know, a 2x3 board, you know, like particle board or kind of like, and, you know, and they paste this, you know, poster on it of an athlete or something. And then after they got it glued on this poster board, what they do is they get some what they call acrylic. It's kind of like a chemical. And they roll it on this paper. They, you know, don't take too long, but they roll it on that poster.
Yeah.
And let it dry. Let it dry. And then they frame it, you know, put a frame on it. And we was going in there. I was going in there spending thousands and thousands of dollars with these Koreans, buying them all them pictures of Frederick Douglass and Rosa Parks and Dr. King, and I had some other pictures of like Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Clara Muhammad mounted in that frame. My point is this: you don't need glass anymore. Like on a picture, you don't need glass anymore. That's the thing. You know, and all these pictures are lightweight because you ain't got no glass on it. See, glass makes it heavy. And they have this process, this technique, that they roll this acrylic on it, and when you, after it dries, if you touch it, it seems like it's been painted on there, like paint. Like, you know, someone, you know, got an easel and some paint, they painted on it. That's the sensation your hand, your fingers will have when you, you know, you have over that. So I'm trying to learn that. And them Koreans, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, they just came to work. I went down there to buy some more pictures because I spent thousands of dollars on all these pictures, you know, especially a picture, one of the big popular pictures that they had was Obama, Dr. King, Mandela, and Malcolm X. And Obama was standing up. King, Malcolm, and Mandela were sitting down, and Obama is, you know, like he's really smiling and laughing and everything. People love that picture. They love that picture. So I was going down there and buying just thousands and thousands of dollars worth of pictures. And these Koreans, they just up and they got all the equipment and they put it on a truck. And, you know, and they didn't say, thanks a lot, Negro, or nothing. Nothing. They didn't say nothing. They just up and got out of Dodge. Didn't say thank you. Didn't say, hey, this is where we're going to be. Because they, you know, they never did want to wake the African-American up. They built Koreatown here in Los Angeles with the swap meet and having our people, all our boys and girls and men and women going into these swap meets. They built a whole section of town on our back. We going in there. They you know, they came in there and they took over our African American hair thing. They don't do hair, they don't press hair, but they sell all the chemicals that you need for the hair and all that kind of stuff. They came and took that over, just took it away from us, just took it. You know what I mean? And so if you wanted to distribute hair care products, you got to go to a Korean. They targeted our community. They targeted our community, and they targeted that beauty supply business. And it's a great documentary. This one brother made a documentary of how they did it. You know, but the Koreans, they took over the hair. And, I mean, not the hair. You know, sisters and brothers still do the hair, but the shampoos and conditioners and all that stuff, you go in there, scarves and barrettes and stuff. you know, all that is controlled by the Koreans.
Yeah.
That's when they open up a whole lot of liquor stores, but our people resented them liquor stores that they opened up. And in 92, you know, they burned up a whole lot of them here in Los Angeles because it was the, what you call the Rodney King riot. After they beat up Rodney King and then the police got off, you know what I mean? You know, the people are, you know, we raised a lot of hell about that. And yeah, a whole lot of the liquor stores was torn. And they was, and this is a sister out here named Karen Bass. And she was over the committee, and these Koreans used to come in her committee and beg for their liquor license. You know, they had liquor licenses, and when our people burned them out, they went back, oh, I want my liquor store back. And Karen Bass said, nope, too many liquor stores. Y'all had too many liquor stores all over the hood. You know,
yeah.
She's a tough lady. So they targeted us. I guess they study us overseas, and our enemies, you know, give them all the information they need to come over here. Now, I'm not saying all them people are bad people, but, you know, they, and one of the things that they did is when I used to go and buy pictures from them to resell, because I had a hell of a little business, some of the pictures. Whenever I used to bring anybody in there, they used to raise hell. There was a brother named Saeed who I took there, and I was just showing him what I was doing. And that Korean came from behind that desk and everything. Oh, no, get out of here. Oh, no. And so many brothers and sisters, or brothers, say how they was very rude to them. See, they never wanted to wake us up because they had a thing going. They came in here and they took over our community with the swap meet and hair products and everything. So they never wanted to wake us up. And whenever they find some people kind of woke up, they found some way how to, you know. But anyway, alhamdulillah, that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to find out how they did it. How they got the pictures, they put them, they framed them, and they put that chemical on them. And that's what I'm doing. Alhamdulillah. So I'm turning back on you,
Alhamdulillah.
That's amazing. It looks like they don't target you. Everything you got, about it. You got it.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
You only got slammed.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of information, but I mean, is given,
yes.
And I can see why they are trying to portray us as racist towards Korean because they're paranoid, because they're stealing from us.
Right.
So what I mean is saying that they are using us, stealing from
yeah.
us. You know,
yeah.
I used to have Korean come in my restaurant and sit down, and I used to be, and I was concerned talking to another Muslim and saying that they come in here and steal the recipe, you know, but the brother told me, he said, shoot, I don't worry about nothing. They can't, a person can have your recipe, but they can't cook it the way you cook it. So let's calm me down a little bit, you know, and that's a point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know? So, but
yeah,
they paranoid. They paranoid. You know.
Yeah.
That's what Caucasians are.
Yeah.
They're afraid of us because of what they done to us. And they think we're gonna get even. You know.
Yeah.
Us enslaved and did what they did, and we got proof. You know, we got proof. We can show it, and they can't. They come out. They feel uncomfortable. That we should make a law where we can't show nothing in reference to them oppressing us that seem racist, because that makes them uncomfortable. He's talking about making a law to stop us from doing that. You know, that's
communism. That's communism.
Yeah.
That's coming is right there. What got the name?
Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Well, what I want to say is that I want to add on to what Brother Hameen was talking about. I mean, was talking about doing the hair. My mom was the first beautician here in Louisiana, African-American beautician here in Louisiana. And that's when they would start pressing hair because they didn't have chemicals during that time. But when they did do chemicals, it was a brother. Now, I'm not sure what his name is because what he did, he sold that. He sold those chemicals to the Koreans. He sold those chemicals to them. He sold his product. He sold out. He sold everything, his recipe and everything to them. And what they did is that they started making, you know, when they start, you know, putting that, you know, what you call that, perm and stuff on the hair, then what, because he's the one that first started that. And what they did is that they start adding, making it stronger.
They made it better.
No, they made it better. They made it stronger where they take your hair out.
Wow.
And then when they took your hair out, that's when they brought the weaves and all those pieces in. That was the trick that they did. That's a trick that they did there, you know. And so by they taking their hair out, then they had to start putting on wigs and putting those pieces in their hair like that. That's what I wanted to say about that. That's how that they got a hold of those chemicals. It's because the brother, he sold out to them. So all his product, I think his name was Johnson. I'm not sure what his last, I forgot what his name was, but he the one that sold out. Also about what he was talking about that, we do that. That right there is an old trade. And we doing our graphic class right now. And I got an instructor that know how to do all that stuff. And she talking about the way he said you paste the pictures on and on that right there. Because that's what I was doing. I was doing that too with the words. Remember I said I was going to do the dial team thing and put it on the on there? That's exactly what he was talking about right there. And you could have it in the rain and everything and you could set it out there. So we know how to do that, you know, because it's an old trade. That's what that is. That's an old trade right there. And what we do, we teach the autistic children how to do that, you know, so they can learn to think and use their hands. Alhamdulillah.
Lord.
Hello, white boy.
Yeah, he
keep talking, sister. We learn some more. Keep talking.
Well,
sister, go on. Don't cut it off now.
I want to add on to that, but I want to say that I told Suja to mention it, but he didn't do it, you know, but what it is that he ain't got around to it. But what it is that I was reading and I found out that the first Roman, because I love that movie, The Roman Empire, you know, I like to watch about the Roman Empires and all that, and found out that the first Roman was black. It was dark skinned people, but they got overthrown by another group. But that's what they were, and the group that they got overthrown with, they wasn't Caucasian. They were more like very fair skinned people, you know, brown and all that. Here, shoot, y'all got something to say?
I just want to say that you remember Jane Brown. and how we took the word black and we made it positive. Jane Brown made it positive,
yeah.
Where we started saying that we black and we proud. And we started wearing natural and we got products turned some negative into something positive. And I think that's when they got scared of us. That was another reason for them to fear us, because we can take something that they made negative and redefined it, you know, and that's what happened when we came out and said that we were black and we were proud. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And now we're saying that black lives matter. And I turned the TV on and I see where African-American so-called black don't kill 3 or 4 people in their family. I shot the wife, the baby, and killed the brother-in-law and all that stuff. So the TV is, and MacFlick BET and all them channels teaching us how to kill each other, keep us, teach us how to dress, you know.
And they know if they get you to dress like a hoodlum, you're going to act like a hoodlum. They get you to think that you can talk tough and mean like you used to ask the young people, why y'all talk so mean to each other? They got that from the TV.
Yeah.
They got they show that every night you can look at a peacock carry all the black African-American movies. And they show nothing but us gangsters pimping out women and killing the women and killing whoever in the house once we run in the house to get our drug money. When I go into Sam Club or go into Walmart, I can see those same looking people that I seen in the movies in Walmart, dressed the same way, tattoos everywhere. Now they'll start putting women and men, they'll start putting the tattoos in their face because they see these rappers and the other people got tattoos. These see these guys coming out of jail with these tattoos in their face. A couple of months ago when I went to jail, this guy came in there and sat down with all them tattoos in their face. But they didn't bother me. And I didn't even speak about it.
Yeah.
You remember
ma'am said about this girl, this white girl was teasing her and saying you ugly, you black, and you ugly, the black girl told her that the blacker the berry, the sweeter is the juice. In other words, she know how she could address. She addressed that negativity.
Yeah,
it's hard. I remember we were talking about black is beautiful, and how they start looking at black so-called. I like to use the word so-called black. They looking at so-called black people, and they saw in them beauty, and they start portraying the beauty that was in black. You know, you can look at a thing, you can see ugliness in it, and you can see goodness in it. You can see beauty in it. You know, and they start showing showing so-called black. Beauty.
I've seen African American got grandchildren, one light and one dark, close to what we call white. No white people I ever seen close to white.
Yeah.
And that woman pick up that light skinned child and leave that dark skinned child sitting there. When we pick that, so this come from the image. It come from the racism. And that's why, today, best thing to say, we human beings. We're all brothers and sisters of each other. And God said the best one of us, the one who obey him the best. He said the one with the light skin or the dark skin. And that's what Satan is promoting. He's selling skin color. Because when they said, let's go to Africa and save all the white rhino, they don't never say it's to save the black one. Let's save all the white rhinos. Let's save all the white snakes and the crocodiles. So there ain't saying about saving the black one. See, this is play. This is the same thing. Yeah. So we're human. When we start saying a human being got killed by evil person last night, when they start saying that, then justice gonna start availing. As long as a white man killed a black man, and I heard black people say, "Oh, there's another nigga got killed." See, we've been trained to even know what's going to happen when a Caucasian man killed one of us. We just say another nigga just got killed. So what? But when a Caucasian get killed, oh man, ooh, the whole thing is out of order. Oh. Yeah. Well, I wonder who did it. a nigger killed a white man, or he gonna get the chair. They gonna burn his ass. We know. They prone that in us to call us white and black. Like brother Hameen was saying, when you look up the word black, it means cowardice, laziness, nasty, absent of knowledge. That's me, ain't no black man like that. I'm not that man. And you said white. Yeah. White means pure, good, kind, honest, or honest. What, you show me a Caucasian man like that? Very few. So it's a trick on the word. Imam said we got to change the language. If we fail to change the language, then the language is going to say the same. And there's some people lighter than
there
Caucasian people.
You got
they got to
change the language.
Couple. They all black. Got a little dog. Got the skin. And all our blood supposed to be the same.
And
so,
the Quran say, this is what the Quran say. The Quran say God made us different.
Yeah,
you know,
we can learn from each other.
Yeah, it is. So we're gonna change the language. We're gonna change the language, and that's what I was talking about when the imam was talking about the girl said that because she was changing the language.
Yeah.
She said the black of the berry is sweeter than the juice. You know, then it came out with black is beautiful. You know, and people start wearing their natural hair. They start hating themselves.
I got all that, and I got to see the way Imam said, there's no black people. God didn't make no black people, and didn't make no white people. This is how Satan ruled. But he rules in the middle of that. He keeps us.
We're going to have a job with that, Agba.
Let me say one thing, Brother Akbar, too, that I was reading up on. And now I understand about when Sister Diane was saying that she was Hispanic. That was Spanish. Okay, this is what I want to say. Now I understand when down here in the South, they used to give the Italians a hard time. They used to call them, all kind of names. And then sometimes they'll call them the N-word, too, you know, like that. And then I was reading on, found out that the Italians, they were dark-skinned. They were dark-skinned, too. And they the one that that helped invaded Rome also. I said, we need to teach our children out the history because we don't really know who we are. And we don't know what, because we think it all. And then I said, everybody was dark. Basically, during the time, everybody was dark, alhamdulillah.
What I'm saying is, no matter what color person is, Allah said he made human beings. One day the human being going to be calling himself a Muslim because you can't get no higher than that. You can't get no higher than you submitting your will to do the will of God. If everybody submitting their will to do the will of God, we wouldn't have this racial problem. We wouldn't have this injustice where they send our children off for years and never get out, and they take their children and get them a slap on the hand, on the wrist.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that, and they still practicing that. Like that young boy killed all them people. The judge was on his side. Killed those three people. The judge spoke up for him. So this is what we've been getting bamboozled in the courthouse, in the movies. They're discriminating against. This lady got all them degrees, but she been working at State Farm for years, and as soon as she talking about they discriminate against her, people of color, they fired her.
I think the imam Aryan, that was when they was one of the first time they started using the color scheme. Aryans, and he taught that was in the beginning of him coming into the community in 75. He was teaching us about the Aryan nation and how they discovered the color scheme, and so they try to apply today. you know, the color scheme.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about is the color scheme. And that scheme, yeah, that color scheme is a scheme to establish black as some ugly or some inferior, and establish white as some superior and some peer. That's the color scheme. That's the color scheme.
And it's working because they own everything.
It worked. But we gonna tear that up. God willing, we gonna tear it up. We gonna tear it up, and we ain't gonna. They ain't gonna have nothing. They not gonna have nothing to make excuses. They ain't gonna be able to make no more excuses. You know, we gonna take the lie that they got that God is Caucasian. You know, or God is a white man. You know.
Yeah.
We're gonna tear that up. We're gonna tear that up, inshallah.
Yeah, I heard African American people said that God ain't no nigga. I heard them say that. I heard African American women say God ain't no nigga. And I heard African American men say I tell a white woman way to California before I tell a nigga woman how to get there. We truly hate ourselves.
They have some children saying
they hate ourselves.
The black doll is ugly.
Yeah.
The black doll is ugly. Why don't you like the black doll? It's ugly.
Because it don't look like that image.
They worked on it, you know, and so they start our children from the time that they were small to hate themselves.
As a kindergarten. Culling thing,
they're damaging the Caucasian. The white scheme was given to them by the Jew, and they damaging their children for taking on the color white because it makes them false. They can't be real except in the idea that anybody can prove that they ain't white. They're not white. But they took on that color. They said, I'm the white man.
They took the best of the best and gave the other people the worst of the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we've been given the opportunity to straighten out the mess that they made with us.
And that's what Jesus said, because Allah is with us.
Yeah, truth set them free. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
We got to give them the key. Yes, sir. So we can show them, and
it's detrimental to other people, and that color scheme is just killing them.
Yeah, to them, they're like
them all the way to the point they think they got.
Yeah, they're like the Arabs think they're better than us, and they call themselves Muslim because of the color scheme.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you see them. See, you go to the Arabs' place of worship, and there we are cleaning it up.
Uh-huh.
They sitting back and doing. And we there cleaning the place up. That was really sick on them.
But you know what Allah said about the Arabs? Said they are among, said the desert Arabs. He talked about them.
Yeah.
Said they are some among the wickedest peoples on earth.
That's right.
So we can expect that from them, you know, because they.
Yeah.
I have talked to Arabs, and I felt them. I felt them. I felt their racism. I felt their arrogance. I felt their arrogance. They are so arrogant.
They're so arrogant.
It's a difference between those other nationalities over there than the Arab. That Arab is something special about him. His arrogance is you can feel his arrogance. you know, and he really got a hatred in him. He got a hatred in him, you know, and I believe that some of them hate God. I'm talking about there. They hate God, you know, because God said, if you don't take this message and do what I asked you to do, said, I'm going to raise up another people. And I think they see us as that other people that were raised up, because they definitely didn't take the message and do what Allah asked them to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the hair.
Not the hair.
Not the hair.
I know the ones I met, they
off the imam some money. And all the conditions are turned, the imam say he never would take no money from them.
Yeah.
He didn't accept the money they had to offer because of the condition. These people, they got people right now got masjid here in America that they got to teach. They build a whole masjid up and give them money, but they got to teach the knowledge of what they want them to teach. And you got a brother, and they got a brother in Washington D.C. He was an imam, he was setting up his own cook bars and things. I got that from Tyreek. And Tyreek went and introduced me to the brother. I went over there in Washington, D.C. to meet him. And he sits on the outside of the masjid. And he's been teaching. They ran him out of the masjid, but he set up his where he make his presentation on the side of the masjid, across the street, on the side. And he been doing that for 30 years.
When they put me out of the masjid,
they ran out.
When they put me out of the masjid in LaGrange, Georgia,
yes,
I went and set up in front of the building myself.
That's right.
And started doing football.
That's right.
Those people who they might be Palestinians or whatever, when they come out, they came out and brought me a donation and thanked me. Okay,
Allah,
they thanked me.
We got
somebody else want to say something, so let me bring them in.
Yes, sir.
Last digit on the phone number is 780. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
We know we're going to get a poem or two. You got it, Sister Lala.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I'm enjoying the program, and we've been on for about a half an hour or longer. But hear a couple of comments. I did hear Imam Hameen says about the Koreans. A friend of mine, she's a Muslim sister, she had said many years ago, more than 10 years ago, she said, them Koreans, you can't show them nothing because they're going to imitate it. Oh, yes. She said, so don't speak around them or don't show them anything that you know, because they're going to want to know, and they're going to imitate you.
She said,
before you know it, they'll have what you have, and sure enough, that's what it is. And this is many years ago the sister said that. Then I also wanted to comment on what Sister Karan has mentioned. They have brought the hair, because my sister still wears hair, and she has long hair herself, but when she wants to make it a full head of hair, she go right to the Koreans, and I have been telling her for a long time, you're going to have to find you some new hair somewhere else, because these Koreans is making a killing off of us. And
right,
I was in
right.
front of a beauty shop the other day, and I must have counted about 10 women going in a beauty shop where there was hair sold by the Koreans. I said, how they going to sell hair to us? But we buying it. Well, not we, but they are buying it. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is so sad that you have to
right.
stoop that low to go to Koreans. And they know it. They
yeah.
know it. Oh, yeah. What color hair you want? You know how they talk. What can I do for you? What kind of hair you want? You want long hair, short hair, red hair, blue hair? Oh my goodness! I said, oh man, get away from me! You know, get away from me! You know, I'm like, it's just really ridiculous how people are supporting those Korean stores. It's just so sad.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to tell my cousin constantly. She says she don't need no. This is another story. A sister, 85 years old, was in the doctor's office with me the other day, and they were talking. Her, myself, and another sister were talking, and then she came in and she started saying some things and whatnot. So all of a sudden, she monopolized the conversation. So she said, well, I'm 85 years old, she said, and I don't need nobody but Jesus. And so I said, that's what I said, Karan. I said, Lord have mercy. I started saying, oh, there's a lot of men of Shaitan, right, Jesus. Oh, there's a lot of men of Shaitan, right, Jesus. So I told her, I said, you keep saying, I mean, you did say, you don't need nobody but Jesus. You know, Jesus would say the opposite, that he don't need y'all. Or you don't,
yeah.
you know, so Jesus can't do nothing for you, really. I said, you
yeah.
know, I'm a Muslim myself. I said, and I love Jesus too. I said, but Jesus can't do nothing for me. You
oh,
know,
Lord.
And I said, and Jesus can't do nothing for you. He's a human being. And I have to tell my cousin that all the time.
Yeah.
Stop giving Jesus credit, because he's a human like you.
That's right.
You know. And
Jesus
and
said, not my will be done, but God will be done.
Amen, amen, amen. So if he said that, then you know he's not God.
That's
so,
right.
So then I said to her, and then
right.
I said, oh, this is to my cousin. I said, when my cousin had said that one time before, that, you know, she's happy with Jesus. I said, well, Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the creator. Jesus is human, just like you. She said, thank you, cuz. She said, but I'm working on myself now. So
right.
I said, good. That's a start.
If they listen to, ask them what was the prayer that Jesus gave y'all. And the prayer is our Father. He didn't say that it was his Father. Who art
right.
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he said that thou kingdom come, that God kingdom come, and thy will be done, that God will be done on earth.
Amen.
You know, so Jesus, he ain't never said that was his Father alone. He said our Father.
That's right. That's right.
Our Father. He the one established the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they can clear that up, I sure would like to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like
you
to
know
hear
what? I'm gonna say that to my cousin the next time.
Humble the Bible.
And see what she says.
Yeah. What about the Lord's Prayer? Humble the Lord.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's to the point. Show no. You know,
yes,
yeah, it's mind-boggling, like, why y'all keep saying Jesus? But you know what it is, too, is that if the Caucasian people, and I stopped saying the word W2 and B for us, so,
mm-hmm.
but if the Caucasian people stop, I bet we're going to stop. But
yeah, we
whatever
follow
they
them.
Do and whatever they
yeah.
like. It's all right with us, you know, and I said, that's a shame. And then when you said something about the doll, I said, well, now, they used to make the Bilalian dog on the funny looking side. I didn't say not ugly, but funny looking. And the other ones looked, at, you know, a little more prettier. But then, as a little girl, I didn't want nothing that looked that was W. If she didn't look like me, I wasn't playing with it. Don't bring me none, buy none from me. And of course, my mom knew that. But I've been prejudiced for a good little while now. So anything that's W, I don't want nothing to do with it. You know, but I like the color, but not as a person.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you're going to give me anything W, it has to be in a clothing or something else, a paint or something like that. But not a human being. I don't call them W, and I don't call them B. You know, and we have been hearing it a lot on the programs as well. I'm like, okay, well, then they understand what Brother Shujah and Brother Akbar said. Ain't nobody WH and nobody BL, but they still say it, you know. And I take offense to it myself, but, you know, cause, you know, if a person called me B, then I correct them, Bilalian. I'm Bilalian. I'm not down with that. Not at all. Not at all. But alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I'll come back if I have any more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank y'all for listening.
Okay, then. Alhamdulillah. Brother Ibrahim, you want to say something? Brother Ibrahim.
No, sir.
Will you close it out of prayer then?
I sure will. Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi min shaitan the rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asri. Inna lisani la fi kusri. Illa ladina amilu wa amilu salihati. وتواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah and I do repent to him. Oh Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence grant us mercy. Amen.
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 When
the bad guys think you can see it.
She got a few more minutes before she cut us off. If I got like 10 minutes, you about got anything to say?
Yeah, I do want to say one thing, that I'm guilty. When I was a little girl, I had a... I know it. Well, anyway, I'll say I'm guilty because I had a baby doll, and I said to myself, I did love Billy, though. I had a baby doll. He was Billy. And I liked that dog. And but that's the only dog they had made during that time. Alhamdulillah. Those like the dog. Assalamu alaikum.
See, sister, we ain't racist. When the Indians called us the Buffalo Soldier, and they called us the Buffalo Soldier because we were the best fighting people of the soldiers, and then we was fair and just. We didn't want to kill the babies and the women. So we are different from our Caucasian people that come out of the cold climate of Europe. We're different. We're all supposed to be human beings, but somewhere down the line they lost their consciousness when they come to kill all human beings.
Baby dog. We're not like that. Bobby and Neil had already told me.
They're going to village, and they'll kill everything in the village. They'll kill. We don't want to do that. We're human beings. We don't do that. But they will.
After that,
I
ain't giving nobody credit.
So anybody else got anything? Well, I'll wait by then. Anybody else? Well, lay it on the board. She can see. She can hear that.
Okay, then. She is not saying nothing. So she probably going to cut us.